N6 CLX mobile monitoring.
AO4 PXB also mobile.
N6 CLX. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Trying to get to the office somewhat on time. That's not going to happen, but at least I'll get there. Same here as Mike.
How was this radio sounding? I got the Yaesu 50 FT2980R, and I wired it into the truck yesterday and got the antenna, seeing how it sounds.
Great. Full quieting, so no noise. As good as the repeater can do.
It works, because I use the software to put the frequencies and everything, and since there's no tone on this repeater, so I was definitely hoping it was sounding good and getting out on the transmitting the TX frequency.
I'm over here in Greenville County side of Greer, so, you know, in the middle of town, not anywhere outside the range of the repeater, so everything's great.
KO4 PXP, I'm just coming up on the Ashwa Highway Circle of Disaster.
Where's that?
26, where the Ashwa Highway Circle goes around, where the Hardee's and McDonald's and stuff like that is in Spartanburg.
What do they call it? They call that something. Wren Circle or something like that. That is a disaster.
Definitely a disaster now that they're repairing that bridge and you got a detour. And so it's just beyond a disaster, and definitely adds more time into my work.
I'm headed that way. Works over there off of Business 85 for me, so ever since they shut those bridges down, it's kind of got to go around it all. And it looks like they keep trying to set up work on 85, too, over there by Boiling Springs, so I'm hoping that they don't cause more problems.
Of course, you know, with the DOT and the progress of making things better, they're causing disasters and more time of travel.
I've lived in. They always improve the roads for the 10 years before they were doing the roads. So by the time they finish, they need to do it again.
Definitely true. So that definitely answers my the question that Chad had yesterday. Want to make sure I had all the could actually talk on the, you know, and transmit at the same time, where the I could only just making sure I just couldn't hear but not talk. So it's definitely working good. I'm glad.
Yeah, Lloyd, it did a good job. Whatever software, Chirp, or whatever you use for programming, it did a good job. N6 CLX, keep up with that time.
The software from the Yaesu, I'm not sure what it, you know, what it may be called, but like I said, it just made it easy. I put the input, output, and set the offset, and send it to the radio, and it's up and running.
Did not think, and I almost went to the airport. Saw an accident on 85. I had me just kind of wondering. There's 6 or 7 cops on the other side headed towards Greenville and headed towards Spartanburg. A white car stuck its whole third of its front end underneath the back of a pickup truck. I don't know what's going on.
That's because people drive with their head up their 4 point of contact and don't pay attention.
Pause there to make sure my 4 point of contact wasn't in interference with my head.
They drive with their head up their buttocks.
And in the morning when people, especially Monday morning, people are half awake, kind of like me.
Before PXB, I definitely know about being, you know, surprisingly not tired. The plumbing in the house backed up yesterday, so the Roto-Rooter left about 2 in the morning.
Just, no pun intended, but that just sounds crappy.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I'm just glad I had to watch, not do anything with it. It's definitely up and running now.
Roots or something, huh?
He got a little bit of roots out, but more paper, so I can't get the teenagers to understand. Just use enough paper to do what you can, clean up what you need to. You don't need, like, 6 and 7 sheets every time you pull.
I guess we all end up in that situation at some point. Pipes clogging up.
So what I'm going to do is have them come out and look again for where the roots might be and to fix that where it doesn't get in there again, because he did say he really got a lot of roots out, but you know, he did say he pulled some roots back.
Like much, especially when paper's involved. One little root will ruin your day. And I guess ours has been in the ground 20, 25 years, so I'm sure it's probably headed that way.
Yeah, you're right. When the paper starts just backing up and collecting on everything, it's a snowball effect.
Again, this is good so far. It's been real quiet the last week on this repeater.
And true, that's why. Because prior to that, I was using an HT, and I was going, okay, it's just beyond quiet. Just want to make sure that, you know, everything was working, even on the handheld side of it. And I was going, you're right, it's been extremely quiet.
I know, put everyone off. I've been having problems with this antenna, this mobile antenna, but when it started developing some oxidation, even though it's chromed, it's retractable. But I can pull it up and bend it. It's got a spring inside. And where that connection was, it developed some oxidation. I had to oil it, clean it up. It seems to be working better now.
Sure, it sounds good. It's probably just normal radio conversation, but there's a click and a pop in it every once in a while, but that's not necessarily your radio.
It probably is, but it's better than most. This radio here is just a BTEC, plugs in the cigarette lighter or the 12-volt outlet. 25 watts, but in reality, I think it's putting out 8.
Hey, KO4NUE turned me on this radio because he said, yeah, he has one in his house and in his truck, and so it's an 80-watt system that puts out, and I'm definitely happy with the status of it.
This radio and antenna have problems when I'm over there near the transmission area. You know where I'm talking about. Between 85 and Business 85, I have all those towers. And just around that area, this radio has problems.
Roger. I am definitely in the parking lot of my work, so please have a great day and be safe. I'll be 773 on your end.
Have a good day, and talk to you again, Ben 6 CLX 73.